Today we are going to talk about contact lenses. They've been around for a very long time now. There are various different types, and a lot of people prefer them to wearing glasses or laser eye treatment. But are we as careful with our contact lenses as we should be? And could that lack of care actually cause damage to our eyes? To talk more about the lenses themselves, we have with us Dr. Neil Ebenezer from the charity Fight for Sight. Neil, contact lenses, as I said, have been around for quite a while now. Are there lots of different types?
As you say, Alan, these contact lenses have been with us now for a number of decades. They have huge benefit to people. And there are different types of contact lenses. People are familiar with hard lenses, soft lenses. And depending on their prescription, they might be given different types of lenses. But the point that we want to raise today is really about the care of your lenses. Fight for Sight is the UK's leading eye research charity, and we're committed to funding research into the treatment and causes of a number of different eye conditions. So we've commissioned a piece of research that looked at cantilever keratitis. This is a disease that's caused by a microorganism that affects the cornea. This is the clear part of the front of the eye. And what the study had shown was that there's now an increase in the UK of this condition, and it's often associated with poor contact lens hygiene. We then commissioned a piece of work from YouGov, which polled a number of contact lens wearers, and we found that more than half of British people have worn the contact lenses longer than the limit of 12 hours per day. Over half of them had gone to sleep in them, and people have used water or have even put it in their mouth to clean them. And it is this sort of issues around using water that creates the risk of this very nasty condition called cantilever keratitis, which can actually lead to cyclops.
So when you talk about cleaning the lenses, Neil, you know, there are cleaning solutions that people are supposed to use, but you would think probably that water from the tap may be okay, but that's obviously not the case.
No, it isn't, because this infection is caused by a microorganism that lives in water. And when you're dealing with contact lenses, you should not go swimming in them. You should not go showering in them. Because if water gets under the lens, it's held in close proximity to the cornea. And this can then lead to an infection. And certainly one should never wash it in tap water. The whole point of the contact lens hygiene is around using the solutions that are provided for that purpose. So what we talk about it is being water-free. But what we also know is that there is not enough being done by the contact lens manufacturers in terms of labeling and packaging to get this vital information across to people. For those that are affected, it can have devastating consequences.
When we talk about these consequences then, Neil, what happens to the eye, and are there any treatments if it did happen?
So at the moment, what happens is this microorganism burrows its way into the clear part of the eye, the cornea. And normally these microorganisms feed off other microorganisms. But in the eye, they start feeding off the keratocytes. These are the cells that are within the cornea. And they can actually persist in the eye, because when food source shrivels up, they can actually become cyst-like. So when you start treating them with medication, it's very hard to get rid of. The treatment regime can last for a year to up to 2 years. The other complexity that an ophthalmologist will have is that it's a differential diagnosis, because initially the symptoms could appear similar to other conditions that can be treated with, say, antibiotics. But these organisms, you might need multiple therapies, including antibiotics, but you'll need sort of antiseptic solutions and disinfecting solutions to get rid of it. So the treatment regime is quite difficult for the people that you have to go through it. The consequences of this, in terms of the delay in getting a proper diagnosis, can also lead to an exacerbation of the condition. And in the most extreme cases, people losing their sight in the eye.
Extreme, as you say, Neil. Now, we have with us Nick Humphreys. Nick, you are aware of contact lenses. Tell us your story.
Yeah, basically, January last year, started getting a sort of a gritty feeling in my right eye. I was sort of struggling throughout the week. I had to turn my computer right down to the lowest brightness setting, and it was still too bright for me. And one day I drove to work and literally couldn't open my right eye. So I went to my opticians for an emergency appointment. They said I had an ulcer on my eye, so straight up to hospital. I had scrapings taken from the cornea, which obviously is as vile as it sounds. And those scrapings were sent away to a lab in London. And a week later, I discovered I've got acanthamoeba keratitis. My doctor said, "Do you know what this means?" And I listed all the symptoms to him. And rather than sort of try and allay my fears a little bit, he just sort of said, "Yeah, all that horrible stuff could be coming your way." So yeah, it's been tough going. So for the first 6 months or so, I was more or less housebound, other than going to hospital appointments. It's just sheer agony. The sensitivity to light was such that I couldn't have the light on in my flat. I had to have the curtains drawn, could barely watch telly, and it's an absolute disaster, really.
It's obviously had a huge impact on your life, Nick. Were you aware that it was perhaps how you were looking after your contact lenses that perhaps caused this?
Well, doctor said, obviously, this is how you can get this bug. I mean, I don't really go swimming. I knew it must have got in from showering in them. It's not like it was something that I made a huge habit of. I might have done it the odd time, probably not even a handful of times, probably over 5 years using lenses. I maybe slept in them once or twice. But I'm a journalist for a living, and I cover all sorts of people's weird and wonderful conditions, but I'd never heard of this, and I'd never actually been warned by opticians who sold me contact lenses and packaging and what have you. It just doesn't say. It just doesn't warn of these things. But yeah, very serious condition, and as Dr. Neil said, it's increasing, so people need to know of the risks.
What has the condition then meant to your eyesight? Is there permanent damage, or is there anything that you've had to do to limit any damage?
My consultant performed corneal cross-linking, which killed the bug, which was great. So that was the pain gone. A couple of months later, I had an amniotic membrane transplant to try and speed up the healing. And in about a month's time, I should be having a corneal transplant and cataract surgery. So providing everything goes well, hopefully I will be able to see again out of the eye. But obviously that's no guarantee. It's a transplant like any other. Your body can reject it, and I'm far from out of the woods. At the moment, I'm blind in the right eye. I have been since sort of about February last year.
So a big thing is awareness raising and getting that information out to people now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I've come out and told my story. And if you're not careful, it can cost you dearly, as it did with me.
Neil, Nick's had a bad experience. You know, he's coming through that. Some people perhaps aren't so lucky. So really, awareness raising must be a priority at the moment to let people know at the point where they get their contact lenses, whether it's messages there or getting the messages out through optometrists and so on, to let people know of the dangers and the simple ways that this can be avoided.
And what we found through the surveys we've done is that the majority of people aren't aware of the no water rule. And I think what we're really trying to do at Fight for Sight is have a very strong message around, you know, that there should be clear messaging on packaging of contact lenses to say no water. And we are obviously having quite a struggle to get manufacturers to do this. And I think, you know, what we're talking about, and Nick has very, you know, articulated this so clearly, the negative impact this condition can have on someone and the long period of time he has suffered with this condition. And we know that acanthamoeba keratitis is largely preventable in the UK because the majority of cases are associated with contact lenses. And if we have effective disinfection systems, then we could actually reduce the number of people suffering this condition. It is just really about following good practice.
Neil, if people would like to learn more about Fight for Sight or indeed about better contact lens care, what's the best way to do that?
So there is information on our website, and it's www.fightforsight.org.uk.
Happy to help spread the word for the moment to Nick and to Neil. Thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.